It's Tuesday, the 14th of January. And it's overcast, been raining all last evening and through the night again, I think. Looks like that. Bare trees are bejeweled with water drops, droplets. If they're still on a branch or a twig, are they drops or droplets? But it's dry now and it's pretty much calm, but it's still really overcast. But even having said that, it's actually a wee bit brighter. I'm talking about the ambient luminosity of things. No, things are not in such stark silhouette this morning. But the air's damp. Well, that would be natural, wouldn't it? Even if it's not raining, everything is really wet. Slept well last night. Didn't get out of bed last night at all. Remember Mary getting up through the night, and I would usually follow after she came back to bed, but I just cuddled in and just, I'm not getting up. And I didn't get up. But ironically, this ear of mine, this right lug, woke me up so many times last night. It's the side I prefer to sleep on, or that I always, or invariably end up sleeping on. And, of course, that may be the fact, that may be why it's being aggravated. But, well, I may have to go back and see about it. I've been rubbing cream in, but it's not doing any good, really. Well, it's not doing much good. So, the 14th, almost halfway through the month. My goodness me. Where did Christmas and New Year go? The funny thing was, we were in a shop on Sunday, over in Fife, and just part of a conversation with a checkout girl in a gift shop, something about Christmas, and it just came off the top of my head. I says, well, you'll have to wait till next year, and then it dawned on me, and I says, no way, actually, Christmas is this year. It's just, sometimes it's hard to get your head around how all this all works, even talking about it. My head's mixed up this morning, by the way, in case you haven't noticed. I just, there's a marble running about inside there, just mixing things up. Bustling morning traffic. That's nothing compared to half eight, quarter to nine. and the school runs on. Utter madness. Find myself staring straight ahead through the fence, that hole in the fence into the park, and just, I can't think. I'm not trying hard to think, I just can't think. It's like a blackness this morning. Nothing wrong with me, I'm feeling okay. Feeling pretty good. But it's as if my mind's just shut itself down for outwards thought. Maybe I should just enjoy the quiet, or the relative peace and quiet of the garden. The apple tree. Still got dozens of wee apples, but the size of the bull's marbles still clinging on, pretty much be rotten now, I think. It's like some abandoned Christmas tree, the baubles have been left on and the lights have been switched off. That's how my brain feels this morning, as if it's been abandoned and the lights have been switched off. Was it? Funny, I should actually. Lights are on, but they're not home. Oh, yeah. This morning, that's how it feels. I don't mind. It's nice to be blank-headed now and again, I suppose. Huh. It's certainly much, much brighter this morning, even though, as I said, it's extremely overcast. But I can see the feeders, the seed in the feeders, very clearly. Two crows flew overhead, but the noise was a big crow up in the tree away to the right. Maybe he was just calling to them. Hi guys, where are you off to this morning? Or it could have been, clear off, this is my area. That's the thing I've noticed, the birds are pairing up. Two ducks yesterday in the burn. Definitely showing signs of pairing up already.